Are not alone tonight either. Welcome to the Road to Recovery. I'm your host, Dan Chuba, coming to you live from the city of West Chicago in the suburbs of Chicago, about 30 miles off the Lake Michigan, and on the corner after corner of Roosevelt Road and Route 59. How's that for being more specific and clear? Well, welcome. Tonight is July 15th of 2018. And I'm alive. And if you're listening to this, then there's a good chance that you're alive too. And that's a good thing, because any day that we're above ground is a day that we have hope. And hope's a good thing. Sometimes it comes and it's disguised in different things. Sometimes people are looking right at it and don't realize that they have hope. But that's okay. Eventually you'll figure it out. And eventually you'll want to embrace the moment instead of complain and say, oh, there's no hope. Okay, I know that feeling of awkwardness when I felt there was no hope for me in my life. And you know what? That was over 22 years, 10 months, and 15 days ago. But who's counting? I'm counting, because every day that I'm sober, it's another day of hope that I'll have a better day. You know, I might be able to help somebody, help myself, grow. The list goes on. And believe me, there's a lot of people out there that could use some help. And I know that when I was out there, I needed help. And there were those people that did give me and support me and help me. And, you know, I listened. I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. And that's an important thing. We all have to figure out at some point, you know, some people say it's growing up, okay? Well, if that's what it is, then that's what it is. If it's growing up, whatever it is. But I know I couldn't do it myself, because I was struggling. I was really struggling. I was caught up in an addiction of alcohol, and I just didn't want to be in the present. I didn't want to be in the here and now because I didn't like who I was or where I was or how I was, and I'd rather be somebody else. I just felt the whole world crushing down on me, and I did not want to accept any responsibility for all the craziness that was going on in my life, which I soundly realized it was my fault. It was me. Everything that was going wrong in my life was me. And it was my doing. It was, you know, it was me, guys. I don't know how to better say it, but it was me to bring all the craziness into my life. And it was because I was drinking. I was caught up in my thinking process, and it was not good. And, again, by the grace of God and a fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, I'm going to be real specific, you know, I was able to overcome it. I was able to learn more about myself and what happened to me and what I could do to help other people, because helping other people helps me, believe it or not. How's that for a snafu? Just, you know, it's not enough to get better. It's important that we give back and give back to those people that could use some help, because let's face it, you know, a lot of people today, it's a very selfish world, and, you know, to get help from somebody, it's, you know, even if people want to help, sometimes we don't even know how to present and to give help. And it's fair to say it's not the easiest thing to determine. We talked about the car accident. If you were paying attention to me last week, I talked to you about a car accident that took place that I was, you know, a witness to, and kind of sort of, I wasn't involved in the accident per se, but it was the follow-up and what happened afterwards. And it was amazing the number of people that wanted to do something and the helplessness that we all felt because we didn't know how to do it or how to go forward and to help somebody out that was in trouble. But you know what? For whatever reason, it worked out just the way it was. We have no idea if the person lived, if he, you know, is going to live and have a life. All I know is that I felt good that we did something instead of doing nothing. I didn't want to sit around. And, you know, that's the difference in me today. The difference is that I know that I can do something, okay? I'm not going to tell you that what I do is right or the best or anything like that, but at least I'm not sitting on the sidelines wondering what's up, watching the world pass by and screwing up. Now, this is a live show, people, and we're going to, you know what? We had plans to bring the lovely Miss Martha onto the show tonight. Okay, the show is live, and we will be live probably not till 9 like we normally are, but probably till 8 o'clock tonight. Yeah, it's going to be a shortened version of the Road to Recovery because there is a festival going on in our town, and I have accepted the opportunity once again to be the president of the Lions Club of West Chicago. And why would I want to do that? Well, because there's a lot of people that want to be a Lions Club member, and we've had some challenging leadership who, you know, sometimes when people get into position of leadership, they forget that we're volunteers. And volunteers are, I don't want to say fragile, but you know what? They have feelings too. And it's volunteer, the key word is volunteer. They're just there because they want to be, not because they have to be. You know, it's like working with independent contractors. I have a bunch of independent contractors working for me as a real estate broker. Yes, even me, the alcoholic who once was, who had 2 DUIs, who had 3 failed marriages, and I am engaged to be married to my 4th wife, okay, next year. But you know what? Everything's different because I sobered up and I worked a program of recovery, not just to quit drinking, but to improve and work on my thinking process, because I had a thinking problem and my best thinking got me drinking. So I had to work on me and try to work on to become a better person individually and, well, to be honest with you, I think I did a pretty good job. I think that I am up for and ready for a relationship of the caliber that I have with the lovely Miss Martha. And she's absolutely terrific and wonderful, and I'm blessed to have her. You know, I still love ladies. I'm not going to tell you I don't. And somehow the lovely Martha understands. And she, you know, she doesn't want me going off with other women, of course. But, you know, she understands that I have this relationship with a lot of women that I enjoy their company. And, you know, and what's really interesting is in the past, you know, my former wives, they would just freak out. You know, the one wife that I always give credit for and thank for, you know, being the reason why I finally sobered up, and that was Patty. Patty, you know what? I will always love you simply because you are just most adorable. I will say that. She was adorable, and she was incredible, and et cetera. She was a very highly intelligent person, and we should never, ever have been married. We should never have continued the relationship that we did simply because it was just all messed up, and the two of us were pretty messed up, and the two of us made a mess even more out of our lives and many of the people's lives around us, and something I'm certainly not proud of, but certainly glad that today I could see what I did and realize that I don't have to do those things anymore. And I don't want to do those things anymore. I want to be a good man, a good husband, and you know, the husband of a wonderful woman. And I'm very fortunate and blessed that I met Martha a couple years ago. Now, I've been sober 22 years, 10 months, and 15 days. And who's counting? Me. And yeah, let's get some applause there, okay? But it's just one day at a time, one step at a time. It's just one thing, you know, and I got a hangnail. Hold on. I'm literally chewing my finger, okay, because I got a hangnail. It's driving me crazy. I don't have some clippers on me. Oh, well. And then you'll hear me probably chew on it again. Okay, but, yeah. Oh, by the way, this is a live show, so if you want to call in at any time, be part of the show or have questions or comments or whatever, area code 323-580-5755. We're in our seventh year of broadcasting. How about that? Yay! And who is this program really? I mean, really, who is this program helped? Well, the only person I really know it's helped out more than anything and more than anybody, and I'm very proud of this too, is me, okay? And why has this program worked for me? Well, number one, because I know that putting alcohol in my body is a bad thing, okay? And I also know that the type of work that I do, I can get very frustrated being in extreme circumstances, situations that in the past would have led to drinking. And yet, there are important tasks that I need to do, and I need to take care of work-wise, etc. I mean, I juggle an incredible, really, literally an incredible amount of people in my life to do what I do. It is not the easiest thing in the world. I will tell you that, too. But what I will say is that I'm comfortable in what I do simply because I know that I can handle it. Okay? I really can. I can handle it because I worked at it. I got to this point in my life where, you know, I can handle it. I can handle what I'm going through. I can deal with the amount of people, stress, circumstances, situations, and blah, 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 that used to really frustrate me, and I don't have to worry about it anymore. Okay, I know what I know, and I know that you know, number one, I believe in God. I believe that God loves all of us, that he put us on this earth for a reason and a purpose. And until I felt that I understood that reason and purpose, I was a lost soul. I really was. And I think you could, you know, a lot of you out there probably could share the same, you know, really. I bet you can share with me the same feelings, the same concerns, etc. That, you know, when we don't know what we're here for, why are we on this earth? We are on this earth for what? One reason? No, it's not one reason. It's two reasons. And I really believe this too. The two reasons that we're here for is to help other people. Nope, wait, back up. The first thing is to acknowledge that God is God and that he loves each and every one of us and that he put us on this earth to help each other out and to acknowledge that he sent his son, Jesus, to save our soul. Really, I believe that. That's as simple as it gets, guys. Okay? Very simple as it gets. One day, one step at a time. Yeah, we're here to help other people. We're here to acknowledge that there's a God and that he loves us and that he wanted us, he wants us to live eternally beyond this world because there's so much more to this than just this world. I mean, look at the universe, okay? It's just a marvel in itself. And without a doubt, there is somebody behind it. I believe his name is God. And I'm going to believe that I'm going to live forever afterwards. And all I had to do is just accept that he sent his son to help us out, okay? And I'm telling you, I'm very, very proud of that. Very proud of it. Absolutely, positively, just Jimmy crackled about it. Yeah. And it's that simple, guys. Okay, it's not complicated. It's a simple program that recovery from addictions is very simple program for very complicated people. Okay, we want to believe that there's more in life and more things out there and, you know, that, you know, nobody understands what we're going through because, you know, we're that damn unique. But we're not. We're really not that unique. And when I realized that, I wasn't that unique either. Okay, I believe that there is, there are things that happen to me that may be more specific to me than they are to other people. But again, for the most part, I believe that I'm just like each and every one of us out there. That's right. Last time I looked, I put on my shoes the same way. I put on my pants the same way. I did a bunch of things that, you know, we do. And again, it's a good thing, and I'm glad to do it. So I'm grateful that God has given me what he has given me because I have many gifts to be grateful for. And the first one is that I have healthy kids, okay? I have a son who doesn't talk to me. He's 32. Just because I'm sober doesn't mean that anybody, you know, that my life is perfect. It's not, okay? From the sins of my past, I'm sure, I was not a good father, okay? I was a loving father, but not a good father. I didn't know how to be a father, okay? That's something that you're taught, but I wasn't taught. I didn't see it. And then you had to figure it out yourself. And by the time I figured it out, well, oh my gosh. By the time I figured it out, okay, I had really wreaked some havoc in the world. But the good news is that I have daughters that are forgiving. Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Natalie. They have allowed me back into their lives. And I get to see, you know, my grandkid, my grandson, Zachary, I get to see him once in a while, you know, and again, I'm not going to tell you I'm some incredible grandfather because I'm not. Just because we sober up, just because we go through the series of, you know, things that we go through to bring us to the point in our lives doesn't mean that we're good at them. Doesn't mean, but you know what? I am good at many things. And what I do is I am good at making people feel good. I'm a relatively smart individual. And I would like to help other people out. I mean, what more can I ask for? And if it works, that's wonderful. And if it doesn't work, I am sure the Lord will tell me what I should be doing, where I should be doing. And all I have to do is remain what? Teachable. I just have to remain teachable, guys. As do we all, right? As do we all. Remain teachable. Remain teachable. That's the important thing. So, all right, where are we at here? Now, you know, tonight's show was actually, I had plans to bring the lovely Miss Martha on, and the lovely Miss Martha and I, we're going to talk about love. I think we're going to put that off for a week or two, okay, simply because of the show. Let's see. Oh, Bobby K, just say hey, hey. Hey, I'm doing fine, Bobby K. Yeah, and I am doing just find Bobby K. Bobby K was my sponsor. Hey. Oops, I'm going to put it on. Just find Bobby K. Okay. Hey. What a yes, eh? I am broadcasting live on the air at this moment, and you are welcome to join me and to hear some good news, some great news. Let's say great news. 323-580-5755. If you care. Hey. My show, The Road to Recovery. The Road to Recovery is in its seventh year of broadcasting. Okay. Let's see if we can get Bobby K to come and join us on the air. That would be very nice. Okay? It would be very nice to hear from Bobby K. But going back to the lovely Miss Martha. Okay? She was going to be on the show with me. She was going to join me today. She really was looking forward to it. And we're going to put it off for another week or so because I am the new, and I think I was telling you, I am the new incoming president of the Lions Club. And tonight we had volunteered to, our group had volunteered to serve beer. Go figure that out. It's too funny. Go figure that out. We had agreed to serve beer at the local festival. It's called Railroad Days here in West Chicago. And what happened was we thought we had enough people to do it, and a couple people were unable to make it. And so the lovely Miss Martha decided that she would be willing to stay behind and help out, and that was very good. We really needed that that extra help, and it was great. That's very wonderful. You know, the lovely Miss Martha is just that. She's just a lovely person, just an incredible person, and I'm so blessed that I had the opportunity to meet her and to have her in my life. And, you know, we're discussing our wedding plans of when it's going to happen. It's not, you know, it is going to probably be next April sometime. And, you know, God willing, we'll be alive and we're going to get married and just be wonderful. Just continue on in our loving, wonderful ways. And I got to tell you something. That is truly part of the promises. Okay? You know, not a problem there, Bobby K. No problem. How is your life coming along? How is Stephanie? Okay, yes, it's always good to check in with a friend and to see what's up and how they're doing and all that good stuff, okay? Hey, Bobby K. That's right. Thank you. So, again, I guess we're not going to see Bobby K. But, you know, coming on the air isn't the easiest thing to do. I recognize that. Talking to you guys is fairly easy, okay? Because over the past 22 years, 10 months, and 15 days, you know, I learned that how we grow in this program of alcoholism, no matter what your addiction, whether you are suffering from alcoholism, excuse me, any type of drug abuse, that physically, the first 30 days, you should be able to beat the physical addiction of this, excuse me, live show. You can just beat the physical addiction of this live show. I mean, live show. Physical addiction of this, you know, thing of this addiction, for that matter, right? Okay, got it. And But it's not the physical addiction that gets everybody. It's the mental obsession that lingers on for eternity. Who knows? Like, you know, and I have to be aware that it's still there and that I am capable, okay? Okay? I am capable, by the way, okay, of... What am I capable of? I'm capable of many things. Okay. Going back out and drinking. That's it. Or getting caught up. You know, there's all different kinds of addiction. Gambling, pornography, sex. You name it. I probably experienced it at some point. Yeah. And it's amazing how this program works. The program works if you work it. It's one day, one step at a time. You know, and you got to work it, okay? Because if you don't work it, guess what? Okay? If you don't work it, truly, if you don't work it, it will work you. It will work you. And that's not a good place to be. Caught up with our addictions in, you know, it's like in the land of Oz. To be caught up in an addiction, it's not fun. Okay, nobody likes to be caught up into any type of an addiction. You know, but when we're doing it, we don't realize that we are getting caught up into it. That's the scary part. We don't understand what's going on. We think we can control it. Now, you know, I was serving alcohol tonight. I was serving alcohol and observing with the lovely Miss Martha, and I hate to say this, but I was taking inventory. And that's shame on me to say that, but I was taking the inventory of people. You know, I am not there to stop them from drinking, but I was amazed at the amount of alcohol that was being consumed by some of these people. And we did decide at some point to stop serving one in particular individual who just was out of control, and he was just not getting it, that he shouldn't be drinking all that. And you know, a long time, we were able to finally say no, stop, and that's it. So that's one of the benefits of, you know, we were trained, actually, to be able, and I had 20, oh, yeah, good for you, Bobby K. Bobby K had 20 years. Good for you, Bob. And good for Steph. Me. Congrats. Yes. Yes, yes. Good news, good news, good news. Everybody. It's always good when you hear good things about your friends. Okay? And Bobby K just announced that he is... had 25 years sober, okay, his significant other, Stephanie, okay, is 17 years cancer-free, and that's good, because, you know, cancer's a nasty thing, and I remember when they first got together, they were really wrestling with that, that's what was going on for them, but hey, it's working for them, and I'm glad. Bob's a good guy. His wife's a wonderful lady, and I am just happy for the both of them that they are getting along in life and having a good life. That's always important. Okay, but you know what? I got to let Bobby K know the good news for me, too, about the lovely Miss Martha and I, you know, getting together and becoming married. That's like a cool thing. And, you know, Bob having been married a couple times in his own life, I'm sure he could appreciate that when you find the right one, one that, you know, that works and, you know, and I don't mean like physically works, but when a relationship does work, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that you can, you know, you can be proud of and excited about. And I am. I'm really that way when it comes to lovely Miss Martha. She's just a blessing to be around, honestly. And I enjoy her company so much. It's very good. So, okay, we are, again, now tonight we're going to have a short broadcast. I got to remind you one more time. We're only going to do it until 8 o'clock tonight, just simply because I'm going to go back and help. Yep, okay. Bye. the way, Martha is now my fiance, and we are getting married next year in April. Martha with two A's. How's that? There you go. All right. Well, listen, that's good news for Bobby K. He's doing good. I'm doing good. I just let him know that I'm getting married and life is good. So, you know, what are we going to talk about this week? Well, you know what? I actually have my friend Dan, who was on the show a while ago, and he's going to be coming back on the show next week. He agreed to be our guest speaker, and we're going to talk a little bit about him. He has had he's celebrating 4 years of continuous sobriety, and that's a great thing. So here, and when I said congratulations, and I think that's great, he said, well, this is not the first time I've had 4 years. He's had 4 years a couple times. So over the course of his life, he's been trying to work the program on a consistent basis, and it wasn't working for him. And after 4 years, so he's at that point now. And I said, well, what's different today? What are you doing differently today than you did before? And we're going to hear this again from him. But the important thing, what he said was, okay, yeah. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, my dear friend. You helped make this. Okay, so the difference this year that it was from last year, or the difference this time with his 4 years, and he was very candid about it. He said, this time I'm sponsoring people. This time I'm going to not only attending meetings, but I'm helping other people out. I'm sponsoring people. I'm sharing my story on a regular basis. And you know what? That is how this program works. It works if you work it. You have to work it. If you don't work it, how do you expect anything to be accomplished? Truly, how does anybody? And yet, you know what? There are people that don't do any effort, and they wonder why their lives are a mess. Okay? And it's not that difficult to realize. It is what it is. One day, one step at a time. And, well, again, you know, it's when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, okay, then things happen. Things happen for a reason, and they happen, and they work. And if that's what you want to happen in your life, that life works, when you work it, you know, keep coming back, because this is a program. This is a program for those people who want more out of their lives. That's what I put down when I write the write-up to this show. I'd say, you know, if you want more and are willing to go to any length to get it, you are ready to take certain steps. At some of them, we balked. We thought we could find an easier, softer way, but we could not. Okay? But with all the earnestness at our command, we beg of you to be fearless and thorough from the very start. Don't just be half-assed, okay? Don't be just half-assed. Man, I can't believe that accident was only a week away. It seems like it was forever. Wow. I'm telling you, it's really, you know, life and the world passing by so fast. July 15, 2018. No guests tonight. No guests, just me. And I'm, what, 22 years, 10 months, 15 days. Continuous, uninterrupted, uninterrupted.
Alrighty. Okay. And why would I serve drinks? You know what? Because I can. Because I could be around alcohol. Be ever careful about it. But know that I don't want to give that part of my life up anymore. I don't want to surrender all the good things that I have now. For what? For drinks. I see the people that are drinking, and I feel bad for them. Okay? I can't stop them from drinking. The only one that could stop them from drinking is who? It's themselves, and that's only if they want to. That doesn't mean that they want to, though. That's the challenge. Okay? The challenge is, do they want to? Okay? And maybe they don't. That's the thing. Maybe they don't want to quit. Maybe they don't even know what quitting is about. You know, again, we try to lead by example. Okay, today, some guy pissed me off at this thing because he wasn't wearing a band. And one of the guys, you know, trying to be work it with this guy and his friend, he said, here, you know, let me buy you a beer, and gave him a beer for free or whatever, but the guy didn't have a band on. And I said, listen, you can't have that beer. Please put it down and go get a band. And the guy refused to do it. And so I said, listen, I will call the police if you won't do it. And I know this guy's been around, and I know that people know him. And, you know, it's not my job. Well, it is. It's actually my job to police these things, as we all are. But, you know, come on. Really? So, you know, the guy walked away, and he went to get a band. He did, because I said, I will have the police get you. And he did go to get a band. He did ultimately get a band. And so when I was leaving to come to do the show, I recognized that I had an opportunity to make amends. And so I went up to him and said, listen, I apologize for being an asshole. It's not hard for me to do, to be an asshole, that is. And he laughed. He didn't even laugh. He just looked at me. He said, well, I could be a 1-2 man. And I said, well, we did a pretty good job, didn't we? And we did. We did a pretty good job of being a-holes together. Okay? It was good. I felt good that I made amends to somebody. You know, did I need to make amends to this guy? Well, yeah, probably. Maybe I came off a little bit more rougher than I really needed to. I mean, I just needed him to wear a band. And, you know, I reacted quickly simply because, you know what? I will tell you why I reacted quickly. I reacted that way because I'm thinking, okay, here's our guy giving this guy free beer. And that's not right. They're not, you know, but again, I didn't know for a fact whether he was giving them free beer or not. All I know is that I made the assumption that he was, and that was unfair of me to judge this guy and to call him out, etc. So, whatever. Long story short, I felt better that I made amends, and that's what men's are about. Men's are about making them to feel better yourself. Whether he or they or anybody else feels good about you making amends, the good news is that I did make amends, and, well, I walked away feeling pretty good, you know. And I remember I had ran into another party that, at this thing, that his son, it caught some craziness in my life. I asked him if he would mow some lawn for me, and I'm figuring at the most I'm going to pay $50. I even figured out to the worst case scenario. I said, what are you going to charge me? The guy said $50 an hour. I said, okay, that's great. Just do a light trim and you know, mow the lawn. I'm thinking $100, $200 at the tops. The guy comes back and gives me an $800 bill. Says, hey, I owe him $800. And I'm like, what? And then he wants money for removing the waste. He, you know, it was all just sitting there. I'm like, that's not going to happen. That's ridiculous. So long story short, you know, this is my friend's kid, okay? And I know that this kid isn't all, he's just not all there. And I had to accept the responsibility of not asking him what he was going to charge me, okay? I know his wife, his mother, was very, I don't know why she was embarrassed, because it's not her fault that this kid did this, you know, he just listens to his own drummer drumming. And he was very upset that I was upset because, you know, I didn't want to pay him that kind of money. And I ultimately did not, but I did pay pretty close. So his dad talked me into it. And if I got to lose money, I'd rather lose it to somebody that, you know, like him, I know. And, you know, he didn't do, it wasn't like he did something on purpose to me. It was something that just happened. And, you know, today I could see that. Today I understand. And that's how life goes on and goes well for me. I don't have to get caught up into all the mess of the world. You know, amends are just making amends is a wonderful thing. We're, you know, now we're going to talk when the lovely Miss Martha joins me on the air. I don't know what we're going to talk about, Dan. We will. Next week is going to be next week from 7 to 9 will be Dan, and we're going to be talking about relapse. Okay, relapses. A 4 years gap. He had 4 years, and yet he went back out thinking that he could drink. And I think he's done that several times, he said. So we're going to find out a little bit about that, and that's okay. That's what we want to do is learn and learn and learn, okay? We always want to learn, okay? And that's a good thing. But, yes, we're going to have Dan come on the air and join us, and we're going to figure out what's going on. And when the lovely Miss Martha is available to join us at some point, okay, we're going to talk about love. That's a great topic. I love the topic of love. And so we are going to talk about love with the, you know, with the lovely Miss Martha, you know. And we'll see if we can come up with an understanding of love. You know, I asked the lovely Miss Martha, who was really good. I said, what's the one thing that we as human beings struggle for and look for probably the most in our lives? And that is love. I really do believe that. I believe, now, again, you know, the whole thing, guys, is this is my show and it's my opinion. And you're always welcome to come on the air and to challenge, dispute, whatever with me. It doesn't mean I'm correct. It just means that that's what I believe. And we want to share it and talk about it. And I know for the longest time, that's what was affecting me, and for better or worse, you know, for my personal self, was I wasn't feeling loved, and I didn't know where and how to find love. And that's tough. When you don't know where and how to find it, it's tough, you know, because we all, you know, that song, I should play it, you know, it would be a very, very appropriate song. But what the world needs now is love, sweet love, okay? It's the only thing that there's just a little of, and it is true. So we're going to talk about love when the Miss Martha, lovely Miss Martha and I get back together on the air. Again, I'm going to wrap this up tonight in about 10 minutes. So if you wanted to talk or you wanted to share something, if you have a topic for the show, I'm going to encourage you to call in or next week, or email me at Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, at D-A-A-R-E.com. You can even tell me what a mess you think this show is, or whether it helped you or not. It's always nice to know if we help anybody out listening. Again, I know it helps me out, but I always, always want to know that it helps other people. And if it can, that's a great thing. You know, Steve, oh, I hope you're doing well. Steve used to join me. I know he's caretaking his wife and doing a good job with that. So my best to him. Kudos to him. You know, I'm blessed. I've got a lot of great friends and, you know, a lot of good things. You know, my family, they're not bad. I'm not going to tell you they're the greatest, but they are my family. My brother out in Arizona, his daughter has given birth to her sixth child. Now, I got to tell you something. You can't help but to wonder if there's some sort of a mental disease going on there, okay? And the reason I say that is because she's got five other kids that are now, okay, they are wards of the state, they've been given away to other people, and there somebody else is raising her kids. How sad. You know, really, if you think about it, how absolutely, positively sad that is, that somebody else is raising your kids. And it's unfair to the kids, too. It's very sad because these kids will never see, may never see, their siblings. And what did they do to deserve this? Not much, okay? But, you know, speaking from personal experience, I understand the obsession that I went through and you know, the pleasure I felt. And that's one of the reasons why I decided on the topic of love with the wonderful, lovely Miss Martha, is because for me, my understanding of love and my feeling, the greatest feelings that I had of being loved were when I was having sex with somebody and thinking that in itself was a love thing. And, you know, it's kind of amazing today because I am not the same guy that I was before, and I don't believe that. I don't have the same beliefs that I did before about, you know, making love and being loved and all that stuff. And, well, the reality is I'm grateful today, you know, that I have a much better understanding and respect for love and being in love and having love and all that stuff. And how did I get it? Working this program one day, one step at a time. Okay, one day, one step at a time. So when we get back together next week, like I said, next week we're going to try to do relapses, and my guest will be Dan, and it's not me. It's Dan, okay, the relapser. And hopefully, okay, he will shed some light on what it was for him and how it was for him and why he's grateful that he no longer, you know, maybe he'll get beyond this 4-year relapse situation and move forward in his life. You know, it's not the most fun thing. I don't believe that anybody welcomes the opportunity to be a relapser. Okay? I don't believe anybody does. So stick with us next week and tune in, and maybe you'll learn something from my friend Dan of what he did and why he did it and what it meant to him, okay, to, you know, what does it mean to him to get beyond this 4-year mark for him and go on to have a much better life without alcohol, you know, and is it working for him? That's always the greatest question. Does it work for you? Because it doesn't always work for everybody. But it does if you let go and what? Let God. Let go and let God. Yeah, that's really what happens, guys. Letting go, letting God makes for a pretty happy life. Okay? And that's a great thing. And I'm glad I learned that at a whatever age that I did. It was wonderful. It was great. And onward and upward. Okay. So, people, last 10 minutes. By the way, last call, area code 323-580-5755. If you had any comments that you want to make, share, whatever, on the air. If not, save them up for next week. Maybe you'll have some questions and comments for our speaker, Dan. And then maybe in the next week or two, we'll get, after that, we'll get the lovely Miss Martha to join us on the air, because they really do want to talk about love and the value of love as it impacted my personal life. Okay? So, yeah, that might be a great topic. Maybe you might enjoy it. Maybe somebody might get something out of it too, and that would be nice. It would be nice to think that somebody else got something out of it too. So, okay, how's your summit coming along, by the way? Is it coming in a manner that you were hoping that it would? Are you having enjoyable times? There's nothing that says you can't have an enjoyable time in life, okay? But there is more to life than going through it drugged and stoned, okay? You know, we'll talk about it sometime in the future, okay? But what I would bring up okay, is that, you know, the, let's see here, hold on. Okay, we'll do this, we'll do that. Okay. Oh, too much. Okay. I don't even know what I was saying. I got distracted. Okay, well, whatever. It doesn't matter. We're going to be shutting down in about four minutes, something like that. I'm going to bid everybody a good summer, okay? Oh, I know what I was going to read. I read this article, and I meant to read it today, and I will read it if I still have it. Yes, here it is. And it says, here it is, minor marijuana busts continuing to plummet in the Chicagoland area. Since the city of Chicago and state of Illinois moved to decriminalize the possession of small amounts of marijuana, the number of arrests in the city for such petty crimes has plummeted. But even as the Chicago Police Department has pulled back on its enforcement efforts over the past 7 years, African Americans continue to account for the vast majority of the dwindling number of arrests, a Sun Times analyst has found. Last year, Chicago police officers made 129 arrests and wrote fewer than 300 tickets for possession of small amounts of cannabis, and even fewer arrests and tickets are expected this year. By comparison, there were more than 21,000 arrests in 2011, according to the arrest data examined by the Sun Times. So, very interesting. You know, I heard somebody mention that the states that have allowed legalized marijuana now are spending more money on drug rehab than ever before. Four times as many. Now, is that true? I don't know. That's what I heard. So maybe we'll get some statistics. Maybe we'll get some facts. Maybe we'll bring some facts to you. But whatever. It doesn't matter. Okay? It doesn't matter whether people legalize it or not. It can become addicting. If you have an addiction, you can get help for your addiction. And it's by working a program one day, one step at a time. If you need the help, get it. I know that my ex-wife, Tony, on the West Coast, said she has a nephew that is struggling with alcoholism. And the tough part of it is, the best thing to do is to lock him out. Let him have tough love. And that's the scariest thing. People don't want to do that. They're afraid that if they do, that their child may die. And they may never forgive themselves. But guess what? Your child's going to die if they don't quit drinking and drugging. Number one, it is not your responsibility to take care of them in that regards. You can enable them, and that's not a good thing. So, you know, that's a great topic that we should talk about at some point in the future, is the whose responsibility is it when your kid, okay, wants to become or has become a drug addict? A drug addict, you know, or an alcoholic, and they're struggling. And I'm glad. It was very nice to think that my ex-wife found value in some of the things that I say as it relates to recovery from addictions. And again, we don't say things that we haven't learned. You know, it's important that people get the program and work the program themselves, because if they don't, guess what? It's not going to go away. It just won't. That's why it's called a disease. It has to be addressed. And if you want what we have and are willing to go to any length to get it, like they say, then you are ready to take certain steps. And some of these we bought. We thought we could find an easier, softer way, but we could not. And guess what? One day, one step at a time, people. Okay, we are going to sign off now because I'm going to go back and help the lovely Miss Martha and the Lions Club finish up this event. And we're going to wish you a very wonderful week. Okay, we'll be back on the air next Sunday at 7 p.m. here, Central Standard Time, on Blog Talk Radio. We are part of the Leaked Local Network of Broadcasting. My best to Fred McMurray, who I never see, and all the people out there. Anybody that needs help can call me during the week. My cell phone number is area code 630-918-6129. My email address is daniel@daare.com. Go to our website, the one that Steve put together and keeps together, www.road2recovery.club. And you can listen to the archive messages, maybe find out some more information of what you may need to get and stay sober. I wish you all a good week. May you be happy and healthy. And remember, one day, one step at a time. Okay? Live life to its fullest. Give out the hugs and the hellos, but hellos first, and then hug them, okay, to anybody and everybody that could use one, okay? Not enough hugging going on in this world. I'll catch you again next week, people, on the Road to Recovery. Good night, and have a great week.